The More is now available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and soon going live on Spotify. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the More on Morons.
Morons.
So my name is Mehdi Adegari, along with my co-host here,
Muhammad Rohanjamian.
Right. In the past week, we've had really positive reviews of our podcast. Yes,
definitely.
Past Monday, coming from our friends, family members, and colleagues. Really, really great positive reviews. People thought the podcast was fun. People thought the podcast was creative, even though I myself thought the podcast was
shitty.
It was not shitty. It was like a mediocre, standard kind of podcast for our standards. But people loved it. My uncle loved it.
Seriously?
Some of my students who listened to it loved it. That's very encouraging.
I played for my students and they were just like, when is it going to end, man? Just cut it out.
But it was great. Not a lot of people listened to it, but for our first experience of podcasting, it was good enough. It was more than good enough. Appreciate all the positive comments coming from all of you.
Yeah, compared to other podcasts, it was good enough, I think.
Yeah, exactly. You know, more than 50 people listened to our podcast. Well, one of them was an asshole. Not to praise the podcast. It was my friend Michael. Let me tell you about Michael. Michael is my best friend. Michael moved to the U.S. back in 2011. He left me here.
He's an Iranian.
His name is Amin Farhat. I would call him Peyman, but because of his love as Michael Jackson, I would call him Michael. When he went to the U.S., people also call him Michael, I think. But then again, I'm just going to keep calling Michael. So it's been 7 years since he left Iran to the United States.
How old are you?
It's been seven
years. Yeah, how old are you, man?
27.
Seriously, you're 27?
Yeah.
Wow, you're old.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
I see. Right.
I'm a grandchild, actually.
So he left to the United States, and he's been having his life great, bad. I don't know how he's doing. I think he's doing great. So he listened to the podcast, and he reviewed it kind of negatively. I heard nothing positive coming from him. He said that he sent me a TM. He sent a message, and he told me that, hey, man, who's your co-host? He sounds like a 3-year-old. Damn. You sound like a 3-year-old.
Just please don't play the podcast again for him. Yeah.
Right. He's going to play it for himself, so I'm not going to do anything for him. Right.
Block him. I don't know. Find a way to block him out of the podcast.
But the thing is, I'm not going to get emotional here, but, you know, I really miss him. I really do.
Just kidding.
He's my best friend. I miss him so much. I really look forward to seeing him soon. We have a plan to meet each other in a country like Turkey.
Oh.
So he would come to Turkey, I would go to Turkey,
and we would meet up.
Like, no, fuck no.
Oh.
Never.
You're an asshole.
Never. You're an asshole. Screw you. Right. Okay, guys. So enough with the Michael talk. So, Michael, there you have it. I dedicated like 2 minutes, three minutes for you. So
screw you, Michael.
Yeah. Coming from my co-host who sounds like a 3-year-old.
Sincerely from MRI.
The 3-year-old says screw you. Yeah. So how about that? Right. So, Mohammed, I've prepared an article. This article was written 2 years ago by Gus Serendip. I'm just going to stick to a he. I don't know whether it's a he or a she.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Let's stick with he for the moment.
So what this article is about, this person here visited Iran a couple of years ago. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So he wrote about his experience, in different parts of Iran. The image he had before he traveled here and the image he got after
he left.
Exactly.
All right,
The introduction says here, in a country like Iran, the private and public spheres are two completely different worlds, and access to social media can make the difference between merely learning about heritage through visits to historical sites and experiencing the everyday lives of modern Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
So it says here, it was how I came to be at a party in Tehran among a crowd of good-looking, fashionable millennials. So right. he went to a party.
Yeah.
It would be too awkward if it was a she,
Tinder.
Right?
I read the article and she was, well, he actually was talking about Tinder. Because since Iran is an Islamic country and everything, pretty much everything is illegal here. And pretty much Tinder is illegal. Since YouTube, Facebook and all these social media sites are illegal, Tinder is illegal too. But he found a way to go over the firewall and installed Tinder. And when he set up a profile, he got invitations from Iranians to private parties, underground parties. And I think
when you think about it, they're not that underground because, you know, in the uptown in Tehran, there are
parties
that are held.
They're not basically under the ground physically, but underground means they're private.
Yeah,
and
they're basically,
they're
I thought there were bunkers under the ground. Like, bunkers 20, 30 meters underground, like
you're
World
backwards,
War II,
man.
Right?
You're backwards.
So it says he saw men, women, gay, straight, basically all genders. It says...
gays? Seriously?
Gays.
Gays in a party?
What are you talking about?
I mean...
Shut up, you're gay.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, people go to the parties to meet girls.
What, you don't like gays? Don't talk about it. If you don't like them, there's no hater.
I don't hate gays, but I don't like them either. So I'm under no
what
obligation
have they done to
like
you?
Nothing. I've never seen
what
a gay
have they done to you?
Person.
You've never seen?
No.
You've never seen him like...
Shit, no.
I see.
Seriously?
Let me tell you.
What are they like?
If you knew, if the reality is that, like, I read an article that said, like, out of 10 people in a society, out of 10 people that you know, five of them would be gay that you would never know about.
That's pure bullshit, man.
That you would not know about.
40% of people are gay?
You might be gay. So you never know.
The hell no.
You
what
might
the hell
be gay.
Are
just talk.
Are you proposing me right now?
get away from me. We're sitting too close to each other. Get away from me. The obligatory hijabs. So he said the obligatory hijabs were left at the door on a kitchen table. There were unmarked bottles of. Read it.
Yeah. It's called dog alcohol.
No, read the
Persian. Araksagi.
Right. Araksagi, literally dog alcohol, a moonshine made from raisins. People were dancing, drinking, and discussing whether it was time to call a drug dealer. So there was drug, there was dog alcohol, there were
women
without hijab, men, gays, straight, bisexuals. He forgot to mention.
Sounds like a party.
Right.
Man, would you take me to these parties?
I have never been to these parties, and I will never take you if I ever was invited to one of these.
You're a douchebag, man. I would take you.
Right, really?
Yeah, definitely.
That's very...
As a gay partner, I would take you.
Get out of here. Guys, I'm going to do the podcast solo from next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a solo podcast.
Here in the studio.
So, before I embarked on my month-long trip to Iran, Iranian friends suggested I use social media to guide my travels through the Islamic Republic. Even during the first 2 weeks, which I spent on an organized tour writing a feature for another publication, I was able to fill a few holes in the standard group of itinerary with meaningful interactions outside a comfortable but limiting tourist bubble. It started with in the ancient Silk Road city of Isfahan when I accepted an offer from Ali Reza, a 24-year-old auto parts dealer who had contacted me through couchsurfing.org, which I've never actually visited.
I've never heard of it.
You know what couchsurfing means?
It's
a website that people you get in contact with somebody in another country, the country that you want to go.
And they offer you their hospitality.
Yes, they offer you their hospitality, so you can stay in random houses without actually paying them.
Wow, that's really.
Yeah, we have a lot of those in Iran. Actually, yeah, we do a lot. We have a lot of those. I know a couple of my acquaintances who live in other parts of Iran, and they invite foreigners to their own apartments, and they
let's do that. I think it's fun. Yeah,
it is fun. Yeah,
invite foreigners and talk to them.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah, I would perfectly do it.
Yeah, if I had a partner.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, moving on, when I arrived at this home, I was welcomed with a generous meal and curious questions from family and friends gathered around the fire in a leafy courtyard. That sounds very cozy.
Yeah. I think it's really normal here in Iran to just gather around
and the fire. Courtyard
and drink dog alcohol and talk about life issues.
Yeah,
it's pretty normal, but I've never had the experience of doing it.
You know,
because my parents are a bunch of paranoid shut-ins, and they don't just they've cut their relationships with everyone in their in our family.
Why?
And I don't know why.
I'm not gonna get into that.
Yeah, asshole.
That's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's
you're an asshole for calling your father that.
He's paranoid.
You're an asshole for calling your father that because you need to love your parents, man.
Hey,
you need
to love your parents. I love my parents, but it
because you know what, your parents are gonna be there, but nobody else is gonna be there. Get out of here.
It's not about that issue. My dad just has cut his relations with everyone in the family.
I'm gonna discipline him after this podcast is over.
Yeah. So, shit happens.
In particular, they wanted to know about the image of Iran abroad. So this is like, you know, interesting thing here.
Yeah.
Ahmed, is that
because everyone's ideas about Iran comes from Argo and Homeland series. So basically, everyone thinks that Iranians are a bunch of extremists and fanatics. Yeah. And they just...
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Attend demonstrations and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I blame the world media, you know, that's how they project us. They don't project the real Iranian culture, the real Iranian society.
Yeah, because it's not exciting. You see, they need exciting topics to just sell their news and just bring in revenue from
CNN,
advertisers,
BBC. I don't know, these foreign medias are, you know, they project Iranians as extremists. They project, like a lot of people in America are actually, you know, they have a belief that Iran, like we're living in a village, we ride with camels, we have goats, and you know, they actually believe
it's
not their fault, it's the media. That, you know, and the projection of the image of Iran.
But they have the internet, that destroys they have the social media. They could just contact real Iranians or just follow their social media accounts and see what's really going on in Iran.
Yeah.
Because what you see on news is not really what's going on inside Iran.
I see.
And you see, our everyday lives are just pretty much like any other normal person in any other country. Mm. Just pretty much like America or Europe. We're just living normal lives, and we're just internet savvy millennials, glued to our phones.
Yeah, exactly. We have the same exact lifestyle as a typical American would. Really, like we live in a city. Jesus Christ, it's horrible that I have to mention that we live in a city. That's horrible. But do we believe it or not? We live in a fucking city.
Yeah, and they think cities don't exist in Iran.
Exactly. We have cars here. We have cars.
We have highways. We have airports.
Yeah, surprise.
Some people are so ignorant that they would think that Iran doesn't have any airports or highways.
Yeah,
it's really ignorant.
So moving on. After we finally cleared our plates, so they had dinner. I skipped one paragraph. We don't have enough time.
Yeah.
After we finally clear our place, Afshin called friends who arrived in a car to drive us all to a mountain peak where we watched the shimmering city lights, talked about politics and religion, and smoked weed.
Yeah. Sounds like a
great sounds like a perfect combination. Like
politics, smoke, religion,
pass me that weed, bro. Pass me that. So what do you believe in, man? You believe in God?
Do you believe
that shit is deep, bro? That shit is deep.
Yeah.
So they transcend into another dimension while smoking weed and talking about religion. Like
the galaxies.
Exactly. The perfect combination. It was my first glimpse of a different side of Iran, the everyday reality hidden behind news reports and history pages. That's exactly what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
The reality hidden behind news reports. CNN, I'm talking to you. The Guardian... Well, this article
Trump actually destroyed CNN, so there's nothing much left of CNN.
Yeah, so he describes his experience as generous, warm, fun, and defiant.
Yeah, it's really, really the truth.
Yes. And he says...
Doesn't he talk about the rich kids of Tehran?
Yeah, he does, actually. It's
because
at the end.
They've been causing some serious reactions on the news and even inside Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You see... On their Instagram account page, they post pictures of their luxurious lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are presumably the kids of the Iranian elite politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the source of their money comes from their parents.
So what do they do
abusing
exactly?
Abusing their powers. Right. See, they're just posing for pictures near swimming pools, near their
gold, flashy cars.
Gold-plated supercars, you see?
Wow.
Even normal cars are expensive in here.
Wow.
And because of the government taxes.
Wow.
But even under these circumstances, they're just driving gold-plated supercars.
Jesus
I'm talking
Christ.
About 250,000-pound
wow.
cars or multi-million-pound
so
mansions.
So you're taking pictures with these gold-plated supercars
yeah.
while you're having difficulty finding change to come
yeah,
here
exactly.
with a taxi. Jesus.
Yeah, shit happens, man.
So exactly. What you're talking about here, I'm going to read the text. And so one surprising aspect of Iranian internet censorship is that it seems oddly permissive in unexpected places. So
Facebook is blocked.
Facebook is blocked,
but
Instagram is not.
Yeah.
Jesus,
that's
can you logically explain the logic in
Instagram
that?
Instagram is owned by Facebook. So
exactly, that's what it is. Why is that Facebook is blocked, but Instagram is not? Instagram is owned by Facebook, Jesus. So Facebook isn't. Here, the rich kids of Tehran, an obnoxious yet fascinating band of spoiled brats,
yeah.
emulate the popular rich kids of Instagram feed.
Yeah, have you seen their posts?
I actually have seen a couple of posts. But
I think some of their posts are fake, actually.
Mm-hmm.
See, they've stolen these posts from other websites,
yeah.
maybe. I was reading this article when...
So it's not them who's in the picture?
No, see, some of them are Iranians, actually,
yeah.
but some of them are really not Iranians.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some of these supercars are not actually pictured in Iran.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen a couple of pictures where...
Fake.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos, actually. There were short videos on Instagram where this guy was showing off his gold-plated supercar.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about cars, but it was this really flashy car.
I think it was Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lamborghinis or... You know, it was in Tehran. I
yeah.
actually saw the ambience was Tehran. But yeah, I don't know. So aside from, it says aside from the inane displays of wealth and excessive rhinoplasty, if you don't know, for our foreign listeners, Iranians are fans of rhinoplasty. They got nose. 9 out of 10 people you meet has had a nose job. Right. You need a nose job too, man.
Yeah, I definitely need a nose job.
Yeah, your nose is basically in my face right now.
I basically need a cancer treatment too. Because in the cover art,
Jesus.
My face looks like
oh
I've
my
got
god,
cancer.
Don't even start with the cover art.
I hate you, man.
Guys, if you've seen the cover art, Muhammad
sucks.
Looks like he's got AIDS. He's like stage 3 cancer.
Yeah, I look like
Jesus.
I got just 9 months left.
Oh my god. You know, I actually had thought about having one of my friends edit your photo.
Yeah.
Like get these dark areas around your forehead, like because you really do look like you got cancer, HIV and all that shit combined into your body. I'm sorry, man. But you do need to
But you really suck at editing photos.
People say that the cover art actually sucks. Too much.
Our cover art.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It looks fine to me.
It's me whose picture looks like he's got cancer. You don't give a shit. If it was
Jesus
you,
Christ.
It looks like cancerous asshole, but it would just mean so much to you.
Let's talk about these apps like Tinder. While the popular, it's not my words, it's his words, Gus's words. While the popular dating app Tinder is perhaps predictably blocked, Grindr, a similar app for gay men, isn't.
Wow.
So yeah, gay men are free.
Set up an account in Grindr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually created an account on Tinder a few days ago, and
you should try Grindr.
Well, yeah, of course. Why? Yeah, you should try Grindr.
Let's try it together.
Fucking faggot. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. So the sound engineer basically just informed us that we were talking shit.
We should stop this.
Basically, to wrap this episode up, I basically had a lot of things to say. But we're out of time.
Just like always.
The summary is that as Iranians, we do invite foreigners, people from any part of the world, to visit us
people.
Here. We are hospitable people.
We love foreigners.
I've never actually
guests.
Had a foreigner guest, but I've seen Iranians really act friendlily. Is that a word? Towards foreigners. So yeah, you should give it a try. You should give it a try. Just see pictures for yourself. See videos for yourself.
Iranians are really welcoming. You could just have the best time of your life. Yeah. Your best vacation in Iran.
So basically, we're going to wrap up everything about Iran, about Iranians. We are Iranians. This podcast is recorded right here in Iran.
In Karaj.
In Karaj. One of the best cities in the world, man.
Yeah, it's in Alborz province.
Best city. Talk about the city, man.
Yeah.
How do you find the city?
I think this city is big enough to be a major city,
but
it doesn't have the required infrastructure and facilities to serve the people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the streets are narrow. There aren't enough recreation facilities. There aren't enough entertainment. There isn't enough entertainment. And I think this city has got the highest crime rate in all of the country.
I've heard so. But is it true, really?
I think this city is a really dangerous city.
Yeah.
It can be compared to major dangerous American cities.
Yeah. So it just goes back to living on the edge, huh?
Yeah, I just heard some news about a young guy, maybe 43 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got
killed. It's not too young.
Yeah, yeah, not that young, but some people owed him money, and they got into a fight, and those people attacked him.
They shot each other?
They killed him.
Yeah.
And they just cut him into pieces.
I see.
And burned these pieces too. And they just went to a desert around Karaj and just fed those pieces to dogs.
Perfect.
Stray dogs.
You know, that perfectly sums up our promotion of our country, because we just promoted our fucking country to foreigners to come here, and you're talking about a guy being cut into pieces. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking about our country. So guys, thank you very much.
Shit happens in all the countries.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next Monday with our third episode, and that's it. So
see you on Monday.
See you Monday.